we are to be separate, and we are to touch not the unclean things of the world. And it is this separation from the world that most Christians don't understand. And we're going to get into that with these next few lessons. We're going to get into that. We don't know how to be separate from the world. Most Christians don't. And for sure, baby Christians do not know how to separate themselves from the world, you know. So we're going to be teaching on that. There's not a whole lot of teaching in on how to and how we're to separate ourselves. Just how do we apply the word in our lives? So we can actually put the word of God into practice in real time. This is how we do it. We're to put the word of God into practice in real time. What do I mean by that? You know, we can be set apart by the things that we choose not to do. You choose not to steal, to lie, to cuss, to gamble, to have sex outside of marriage. That's doing the will of God. When you abstain from these things and you don't do these things, that's what it means by, you know, separate yourself. That's what it means by getting yourself right and practicing the word of God in real time so that we can be out of this sin nature that's built into us. We can be out of that by practicing doing what God say, practicing doing the word of God. Now, saints of God, we need to get busy and we need to start practicing that everything that God say don't do, let's just don't do it. Everything that God says we should do, let's begin to put it into our daily practice. And this is how we change and be separated from the world. The Bible said, be separate and touch not the unclean things of the world. Touch not means just don't go do it. Don't say it. Don't live it. Do the things that God has called us to do. And we'll talk more about this in the next session.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1 as we go deeper in the Word of God.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Man, that's great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
On online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused, and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your holy name, and we magnify you, Lord. We say yes to your way. We say yes to your will. Father, we ask that you would just touch us in a special way. And Lord God, let us not be the same after we experience and encounter what you have for us on tonight. Father, I pray that you would give us a word from on high. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Speak through me and even to me and to us. Father, I pray that you give me clarity of thought and precision of speech, Lord, that Father, every word I say would be for the edification of your kingdom and of your, and to give you glory and of your person. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for the joy of the people who are here, the word, and receive it. I thank you, Lord, for those that have come to know Jesus. They come to understand him and they come to seek him out. That I pray, God, that they will meet him in a way that they have never understood and saw him before, even on this night, Lord. Father, bless this church and this pastor. Lord, bless us as we move forward in this ministry and to do your will and do it your way. Now, Father, after you've done all you want to do in this service, we will give you credit and glory, and we will praise you on high and lift your name. And we will join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, and chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You're holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth. And we thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give you glory. Come on, just wave your hand and say, Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you with our being. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for what you already done and what you're going to do. In all things, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to use for a title and thought on the topic for tonight, a message of hope in a hopeless situation. All right, subtitle, won't he do it? Won't he, tell your neighbor, say neighbor, won't he do it? Amen, God is good. He is good, he will do it, amen. If we trust him, he'll do it. Look at the delusion that God, so we got the Assyrians outside of the camp. And you got the Israelites inside of the wall because they're afraid of the Assyrians because they can't fight them because they're getting weaker and weaker by the day. Whenever you don't get that word, whenever you don't get the proper nutrition in your life spiritually, you get weaker and weaker and you are no match for the devil. You are no match for him. I'm telling you, you can't even bear the armor that you're supposed to put on. That's why some people, they can't say, I can't even pray. I can't speak a word. Why? Because you can't hold the sword up. Because you've gotten too weak to hold it. Lord have mercy. Oh, come on and say amen. Now, and so here it is. You got them inside. You got the Syrians outside. But in between the Syrians and in between the Israelites, on the outside the gate, you got lepers. People that nobody want to fool with. People that nobody want to deal with. People who are beggars. People who ain't got much. People who will do anything to get what they need. People who they say because of their leprosy, because of their sin, they have leprosy now. And that's the way the Israelites believe. You must have did something. That's why you sick. Amen. And it could have very well been. But they were outside of the city, but they were still alive. Isn't it something how God will preserve whoever he will? God will rain on the just as well as the unjust. We try to tell God who to bless. God say, I bless whoever I want to bless. I keep whoever I want to keep because he had a plan for them. Some of us were just like those lepers. I wasn't always in the church. I was outside of the church, but I wasn't also with the enemy, but I was in between. Somebody say amen. You ever been in between and people gave up on you? Ever been in between going to the next job and they say, oh, they ain't gonna never hold no job? You ever been in between getting your next house and they say, oh, there they go, they always moving, ain't got nothing? But God has a way of preserving you in between so that he can use you as an example for other folks to see. I don't know, do I have anybody in the house that say, I was once in between some things, but thanks be to God, while I was in between, he was able to keep me. While I was in between, he was able to bless me. I hadn't always been as holy as I am now. I used to lie a little bit. I used to backbite a little bit. I used to drink. I used to, come on and say amen. I used to smoke drugs or whatever I am, I used to be, but here I am in between, and I thank God that while I was in between, he kept me because he wanted to use me. See, God has a plan for you no matter where you are, no matter where you've been. God has a plan to use you. Four lepers outside of the gate. And they start talking amongst themselves. They say, you know, we're going to die. They were realists. And sometimes you got to get out of the wall to get real with some folk. You build a wall around yourself and you don't want to get out of that because you have to face reality. You got to come on out sometime and face what's real. Because when you see what's real, you know, I'm going to say this, and I hope nobody don't take it the wrong way, but I want you to get it. We can lie to ourselves and say we ain't sick. And know we sick. Right? And we keep saying, I ain't sick, and you feel it. But you know, that doesn't limit God for you to say that you are. Y'all hear me? It's not going to limit God's power if you say, yeah, I'm sick. But even though I'm sick with his stripes, I'm here. I know the power of God, so I'm not afraid to say, yeah, this sickness came at me, but God is able. Yeah, yeah. Oh, come on and say amen now. Yeah. Come on, having faith ain't lying, but it's seeing past what you have encountered. Faith is the sum of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I, with my faith, believe that God has healed me. It's not that I'm not sick, but I know God is a healer. See, I wouldn't have known he was a healer except I got sick. I wouldn't have known he was a deliverer except I got bound up. I wouldn't have known he was a friend except I had no friends to depend on. And I realized that he'll be a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. Do I have anybody in the house today? Oh, yeah, I can hear my grandmother and my mother. And my, he'll be your bridge over troubled water. He'll be your water when you're thirsty, bread when you're hungry. But I didn't know that until I got hungry, that he'll be my bread. Oh, it sounds good, but when you're in it, it don't feel good. But once he gives you, oh, come on and say amen. David said he's sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb. I wish I had a few people in the house. They were hopeless and in despair. All they had was a word. And here it was, they got a word from Elisha, and the main man, the assistant pastor, said, eh, no, that ain't going to happen. Unless God open up some windows in heaven and pour out this stuff, that can't happen. I can't see it. You see, when you start walking by sight, you mess yourself up. The Bible said we ought to walk by faith and not by sight. And if you start thinking about what you see and what is around you, then you limit God's power. But the Bible says that if we would just believe, if we have faith, all things are possible to them that what? Believe. Come on and say amen here. He said that he can do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ask or think, according to the power that working in us. Will you let the power work in you? And quit running your mouth about it and just let the power work. Quit asking your friends about it and let the power work. Quit trying to figure it out and let the power work. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you can. I don't know who you're going to do it through, but I know you already prepared them. If God can prepare a fish, and he didn't call it a whale, he just said a fish for Jonah, I know, God, you can do something with my little bitty situation. God, if you can open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings, I know you can just give me a little. I ain't got to have a whole lot, but all I need is a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I know that ain't much for you because I seen you do it. And what you did before, if you did it back then, you can do it again. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Come on, y'all, don't just look at me, but look at what God did. God caused a delusion, and the enemy got confused, and they thought they start hearing something. The enemy started hearing something, you know, and what the enemy thought they heard, the enemy thought that was some hired fighters that came. He thought that this was the Hittite army or the Egyptian army that was coming to destroy him. He said, oh yeah, the king of Israel done hired somebody to come get us. You know, we ain't got to hire nobody. We just let God do what he do. Amen. We ain't got to hire nobody because the Bible says that if God be for us, then who can be against us? Do I have any witnesses now? You got to understand that if God is on your side, you ain't got to try to recruit nobody to agree with you. Everybody can be against you but God, and you'll still make it out. Come on and say amen. Oh yeah, you ain't got to look for somebody to say yeah and validate what you have to say or validate what you're trying to do. You ain't got to get nobody else's approval. You need to have the approval of God. And when you got God's approval, he said that all things will work together for the good of them that love him and to the called according to his purpose. We need to learn that. We need to know that no matter what anybody else said, the Bible said that so what if some don't believe? Should that make the word of God of none effect? Paul said, God forbid, the word of God will still be effective. The word of God will still happen. And since Elisha said it, they should have settled on it because he already said a whole bunch of stuff that happened before. But because they were in a situation, they said, Lord, I don't know if it's going to happen today. That's how we do. We know God can do it. But because it seemed hopeless, we start giving up. Oh, come on and say amen. So what happened is they begin to hear something, you know, they begin to hear. And it's amazing how God starts things and out of the blue people start hearing things, but you don't hear nothing. People think something's going on and they think you got some help and they think something has happened and you saying, I ain't got no help, it's just me. Oh, Lord, come on and say amen. Oh yeah, we start, you know, people start looking at you and they think you all right and you saying, I really ain't all right. And they start looking to you for help and you saying, I'm the one that need it because I really ain't all right. But God has a way of starting a rumor about you to make people think that everything's going your way. The way you walk, the way you hold your head up, the way you come to church and praise him, the way you pray when you pray, the way that you preach when you preach, is something about what you do that make people think that God got it all under control in their life. And here you are going home crying at night and you don't even know that God making them think that. So don't get mad with the people, because God is making them think the good about you. God is making them think that you got some help. God is making them think that things is about to turn around. Yeah. Y'all with me today? Yeah. I don't believe you with me today. Yeah, God made people. Don't get mad when they start, you know, they start talking, are they in my business? Let them be in your business. Because what they're going to find out is that God's going to work your business out. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Let them talk all they want to talk, but let them see what God is going to do in your life. Oh, glory be to God here. And see, God had already worked it out, but they didn't know it. Look at the deliverance now. We understand the dilemma they were in and the delusion that God gave the enemy. The enemy, they decided that after they heard it, they took off running. They left everything just like it was. And here it was. Now, the deliverance had already taken place, but they didn't know it. I'm trying to tell you something. God will have you delivered already, and you still feel the effects of your bondage. He'll have you delivered, and you don't even know that your deliverance is there. Oh, come on and say amen. But sometimes God will take somebody that's less than you, that got less than you, like lepers, to tell you that there's a whole lot out here for you if you just come get it. Oh, Lord have mercy. He says, now, as I said, God's word precedes a strong move of deliverance. And so what happened is the leper said, look, if we stay here, we're going to die. But if we go there, maybe they'll have a little mercy on us and we might live. But when they got over there, they found out something. They found out that it wasn't nobody over there. They found out that the tents had been abandoned, that the asses had been abandoned, that all the food had been abandoned, and all the silver and gold had been abandoned. Do you understand what happened here? If they come in to fight, why do they need to bring silver and gold? If they come in to fight, why do they need to have all the stuff that they had? God set them up. Lord, have mercy. I wish I had a church to preach to. Anybody else would have said, thank you, Lord. Oh, come on and say amen in here. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that God set them up, and sometimes when God brings the enemy to your life, he's bringing the enemy with blessings. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? The enemy sometimes come with blessings that he gotta leave, because the Bible said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I don't know where they got the gold from. I don't know where they got the silver from, but what I do know, they left it for the people who didn't have it. The same folks that God loved, they left it for them. Mm. When I look at this, when I look at this scripture, the four lepers, I find out that these four lepers, the number four means something. It means rule, or it means government. Because the law of first mention, how you interpret scripture, you go to the law of first mention. The number four, the fourth day, it represented when the day when God gave the four seasons to rule over for mankind to have four seasons. And he gave rule over the sun and the moon over the night and the day. Right? So it means rule. So God was trying to show them that through four lepers that I still rule. Even though you didn't believe, I still reign. Oh, come on and say amen here. And so when we look at the text here, we find out that the lepers, that they left and went and they said, look, I'm going to take a chance. And many of us wouldn't even took a chance. We would have just died in the city. We'd have just died with hopelessness. But here it is, some people who you don't even like, God will use them to bless you. Some people who you don't even trust, God, Lord have mercy. Y'all making it hard on me tonight. We got to understand something here. God will use them. God will use whoever he will. He took the lepers, and the lepers trusted God that God, whatever it is, we're ready to die. It don't matter, because if we stay here, we're going to die anyway. So why stay here? Let's take a chance. We're doing what we think is right. And they went in the city, in the camp, and they found out that it wasn't nobody there, that God had set them up to bless it. They went in there and they ate till they got full. They decided to, well, let me burp a little bit, and then I'm going to eat some more. And then they decided, let me burp a little bit more. I ain't ate like this in a long time, so I'm going to eat all I can. And then when they realized that they couldn't eat it all, they realized that they couldn't hide it all, they said, we don't do a good thing. We need to go back and tell some folk. But look at who they went to talk to. The Bible said they went back and they said, let's tell the king's household. All I'm trying to tell you is you're part of the king's household. And you got this leper tonight that's come to let you know that I found some goods. I came to let you know that the enemy is gone. I came to let you know to come out of hiding. I came to let you know that you got what you need, and God has already set you up. I know that the enemy came in like a flood, but the Spirit of God lifted up a standard, and God decided to defeat the enemy, and you didn't have to fight in this battle, because this battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. I came to let you know that you can come out of your hiding. And the Bible says, I wish I could read it for you, but I gotta go. The Bible says that when they got back to the king, that there was some stuff out there for them to eat. The king said, I don't trust him because he is a leper. You know you don't trust the preacher sometime because we got some issues, because we are lepers. But we came to give you good news. I came to let you know that the stuff that you are afraid of, God says it's already gone. I came to let you know the stuff that you're starving for, God says it's already here. I came to let you know that the people that you think are after you, they ain't even after you, because God done ran them off. As he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The word flee in the text, it means the devil will hide from you. So what happened to the devil? He left them all alone, but he left all of his goods. Now he had been stealing from everybody, but I don't know who it came from. All I know is he brought it to me. Don't you know God works it out? Don't you know that God make it work? I don't care how it comes, but God is blessing me. So next time the devil come your way, next time he set up camp outside of your house, you need to say, oh yeah, devil, I know you came to bring me something. I wish I had a witness here. I know you didn't come empty-handed. I know you came with my blessings. And I don't even have to fight you for them, because you're going to have to leave them right where they are. See what God did here. He wouldn't let the enemy in the wall, but he brought the blessings to the wall and said, here they are. See, you may wall yourself in praise. You may wall yourself in prayer. The enemy can't come in your praise, and he can't come in your sanctuary of prayer, but he come just far enough so God can bless you. I wish I had somebody that would praise God with me for the things that God has done. And the Bible says that the king sent our messengers, and he told them to go look and see, and they came back and said, oh yes, I went 25 miles out, and they were still running. They thought they were under attack. And then the Bible says that the same one that didn't believe, the same old joker that said, no, it ain't gonna happen unless God opened up the windows. You know what? God didn't have to open up a window when he already got it in the earth. God didn't have to open up a door when he said, I got a devil to bring it to you. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. Y'all looking at me strange in here, but God said that I'll bless you, and it doesn't matter who hand it come from. Oh, come on and say amen here. But the Bible says that as the man who did not believe, how he was standing in the gate, he went out to try to tell the people. You know, he wanted to be in the way. He wanted to be the one to tell them what to do. But God said, I'm ruling here, and I said you can't eat none because you didn't believe. I wish I had somebody here. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I hope you believe, because we're about to eat. Now give God some praise. Oh, come on and say amen here. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the man that didn't believe, that he was trodden under feet, nobody even looked back at him. Nobody tried to help him up. Nobody tried, because he had to die that day. I wish I had somebody that understand here. We can't afford to doubt our God, because we'll die hopeless. When everything's right there for us, we'll die and not ever get it if we can't have faith in God. I have trust in God. God will send me a message in a hopeless situation. If God said it, you ought to believe it. If God spoke it, it shall be done. He said, not one jot, not one tittle of my word shall pass away. He said, my word shall not return void. Oh, come on and shout yes in here and give God some praise. When I look at the text here, the Bible says, now the prices went down, but it wasn't nobody buying nothing, because everybody was out eating up. Everybody was out gathering up. I wish I had a few people in the house that realizes that no matter what's going on, I know you didn't believe with me, but since you're on my side, God will still bless you. I know you thought it wasn't going to work, but God still wants to bless you. Oh, come on and shout amen here. I know, King, you wanted to behead Elijah, but look at what God did, because the prophet opened his mouth. When you let the prophet speak, some things in your life will change. When you let the prophet speak, there's some stuff in your life that God will do. I wish I had somebody here that would agree with the prophetic preaching, the preaching of God's word. And I believe today that the cancel the sign that the enemy had in your life is already over with. You outlasted the enemy. You outlasted the siege. And here comes this old leper. All I came to do is shout to you. Notice one thing in the text. They wouldn't let the leper in the city, so he had to shout it out. He had to raise his raspy voice. He was hoarse from leprosy, and sometimes we get a little hoarse, and he had to call out and say, they got some stuff out here. Oh, come on and say amen here. They had to call out and say, come and see what we got. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah and shout amen. All I'm trying to tell you in a nutshell is that even when you're in a hopeless situation, God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, perish, but have everlasting life. Do I have anybody that say, I believe in the message? See, we be worried about the messenger. He said, don't worry about the messenger. Just accept the message. Oh, come on and shout yeah. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory. I got my stuff. I'm out of the walls. And since I'm out of the walls, I can praise God for what he's done. He's given us Jesus, who died on the rugged cross, but he didn't stay dead, because early, say early, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Somebody say yes. Somebody